soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. We're in the second hour here this morning on April the 11th, 2011. We're having a gentle spring rain. It's about 58 degrees, 59 degrees here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. And waiting patiently in a green room is Mr. Vincent Finelli, a recovering banker who's become a cattle rancher. What a change in lifestyle that is. And as I found out over the weekend, a fellow motorhead. He tends towards the German and Italian motor vehicles. I tend towards the British side of the house. But it is a friendly competition, isn't it, Vincent?
Good morning, JR. How are you?
Real good.
You mentioned you like the English cars. You know the first thing you do when you buy an English car, right?
Get an umbrella.
Well, that and some flashlights. But you also oil the hood hinges because you're going to be opening it a lot.
Well, my Morgan had a leather strap in addition to the hood hinges, so I had an extra step along the way there. And I got to the point where by myself I could take the engine out of that car, change the clutch, and have it back in there in less than 2 hours.
That's impressive.
It really was. And that was at Fort Bragg. We had a very nice facility for the troops to do things like that. Vincent, this expo you're doing, it just continues to grow and become, and it's almost taken on a life of its own, hasn't it?
JR, it has. And we're getting calls from people all over the country, and we got a really neat call from a guy who asked if he could teach some lessons on survival. And
okay. And
we said, sure, because his seminar is called MacGyver 101. And I know you remember MacGyver. You know,
oh, yeah. I got my own issues with him. We got to hold the MacGyver thought. We got the first break. Everybody stay tuned.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys, and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. We're visiting this morning with our special guest, Mr. Vincent Fennelli. Before the break, Vincent was about to tell us about a presenter at the Preparedness Expo who's got some unique skills related to MacGyver. Go ahead, Vincent.
Well, as we talked about MacGyver, he would take some common items and he would get himself out of a jam.
Right.
And lots of those situations were life or death, but MacGyver didn't like using a firearm.
Oh, you picked up on that. Yeah, it was a very subtle, kind of in-your-face, actually, anti-gun theme behind the whole show, wasn't there?
Yes, it was. But he would blow things up, and he'd use explosives, but he wouldn't use brass and lead cartridges.
Right.
So with this seminar, our presenter is going to talk about practical solutions to the application of science, things that that you have with you that you may not realize in a jam that you can use. So that's going to be a really fun seminar. So we added that one. We had 30-something seminars prior to a few days ago, and now we're up to about 40-something. It's
amazing.
Going out of control.
As
a matter of fact, I spent the entire day yesterday just building the schedule for the seminars. We're running 3 seminars at a time, which I guess is a real problem for the guests because there's so many choices. It's not like voting where you vote for the evil of two lessers. There are just so many great seminars.
Well, there'll be a lot of couples, and I can see the couples. I can just visualize them standing in the aisle in the hallway of the exhibition hall, well, honey, I need to go this one on canning. Why don't you go this one on trapping, you know, and so forth.
You're absolutely correct, and those discussions have happened. And we have some exhibitors who have signed up, and they've said, I don't know if I'm going to have time to be in my booth because I want to be at some of these seminars.
Well, that could be problematic.
We have, I'm just looking at this list here. We have another one. This one is about credit scores. You know, do they matter? Now, to some people, they don't matter. I don't borrow money, so it doesn't matter to me what my credit score is. I haven't had a job in over 20 years, so I can't imagine what it would be like if I wanted to borrow money. It would probably throw me out. But this person's going to talk about what credit scores mean and how to improve them if you want to and how they affect interest rates. So if a person wanted to learn how to start a business, he could do that or she could do that at the expo because we have a seminar on that. And then if they wanted to learn how to improve their credit score so that they could borrow money should they want to, they could do that. And if they want to learn about government grants, there's a seminar that deals with how to get the government to fund some of your projects.
So, really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we have a how to start your business. Because job prospects are dim, frankly.
They are.
Where would a person go to get a job today? I know you could go to Walmart, but you know, I make it a hobby to ask people, "Hey, you having a good day?" And when I go to Walmart, which I believe is a Chinese factory outlet, and I really don't like going there, but when I have to go there because they have some things that I need, and there's no place else to go, I ask the cashiers, "Hey, you having a good day?" And you know what they say? They look at their watch. They always do this. They look at their watch and they go, you know, I will at the end of my shift.
Right.
So they're not happy. So
I know.
One place you might be able to get a part-time job. But if you really want full-time gainful employment, satisfactory experiences doing what you do during the day, you're probably going to have to start your own business.
Yeah.
So we're going to teach people how to do that.
And well, good, because that's going to be a very popular seminar. I'd be sure it was in one of the larger rooms.
Yeah.
What's the seating capacity of the seminar rooms, by the way, Vincent?
Well,
do you know?
Some of the seminar, we can divide them up into, there's four rooms. 150 would be a typical maximum per room.
That's good size, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good size. We got some free tickets this morning, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when we were at the Patriot Field of Dreams, I brought a stack of discount coupons and posters, and they all disappeared. They're all gone. We ran
yep.
out in less than one day.
Yep.
And I would love to give away some more free entry passes.
Okay, well, let's tell people how they can get the free entry passes.
Okay. Well, your listeners can do one of two things, or both. They can go to www.getprepared.expo.com. Getprepared.expo.com. That's GetPrepared.expo.com.
Now, if they go to USAPrepares.com, do they end up at the same spot?
They do. They do.
Okay.
You know, our company is USAPrepares.com.
Okay.
And a lot of people seem to have trouble with spelling prepares.
Oh, well.
That's another thing that we can talk about.
My listener, well, that won't be my listeners. They're very bright, educated people.
Oh, I know that.
You might be talking about people at Walmart, maybe. I don't know.
Well, that's what I am talking about.
Okay.
but what we've done is we've used both.
Okay.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Yeah. And USAPrepares.com gets to the same place.
Okay.
And just go to the website, and you'll see on just about every page there's a place where you can contact us. So if your listeners would just put in the John Moore Show free tickets, please, we'll email them out today. And I'd like to give 100 away, if that's okay with you.
Well, it's okay with me. It's your deal, so absolutely. Yeah.
Could I issue a challenge?
Please.
The challenge is we want this show to be a smashing success. The price of admission for the expo and the seminars is $7 a day. We have discount coupons everywhere. And so for $5, you can get in for a day and attend all the seminars, and you can attend the exhibition portion too. But I'd like to ask all your listeners that think that this is a worthy expenditure of their time to go to the expo, would they send a link to every one of their friends? their email list. We would like this to be something that really gets national attention, and there are a lot of reasons why. Obviously, the educational component is a big piece. But we have a person who is going to be announcing candidacy for the President of the United States at this expo. That's a pretty big deal.
It is.
And we have gotten calls from lots of media, mainstream media, which is typically not interested in the educational component of what we're doing. But
right.
They are interested in knowing who the candidate is.
I bet.
Is Sarah Palin? one news reporter asked me, tell me, is it Ross Perot? I said, well, I thought that was kind of funny. I have Ross Perot's old car in my garage, but
uh-huh.
It is not
uh-huh.
Ross Perot. But it would be great if it were.
Well, I've always wanted to meet Sarah Palin. I hope it is her, and even I don't know. And I guess you consider myself an insider, so it's a very well-kept secret.
It is. Well, we have to do it that way. Unfortunately, you will know soon. You will. You will, and you are an
okay.
insider. And you have a booth.
Well, I appreciate that, and I look forward to a lot of people coming by my booth and meeting them, which we did a lot of over the weekend. Did you get to meet my friend Bill Federer, by the way, when you were...
I know Bill Federer, and he is okay. going to be there. He's going to be doing a banquet meal with us, just as you are, and he is absolutely fabulous. He talks about history, how history repeats itself, and we make a lot of mistakes by not learning the lessons of history.
Absolutely.
So on Sunday, there's a banquet luncheon with Bill Federer. We have a charge of $22.80 for that banquet event. So this is the kind of banquet event that if it were a fundraiser, it would be $100 or $150. It's $22.80.
Yeah, you're talking the cost of a big deal meal at Applebee's, quite frankly.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we have a banquet meal with you, too. And you're going to be talking about climate change, what the government doesn't want you to know.
That's right.
And I've said it before, John. I've said it privately to you. That is the most important piece of video that a person can watch. Forget watching TV. That video put my wife into tears because of the reality of the situation.
When people know truth when they see it, Vince.
Oh,
they
man.
Do.
And you know, you were very gracious. I was near you while you were at the Patriot Field of Dreams while people were asking you about your video and buying them from you. And you were so gracious in that you signed them. You offered to sign them. Now, a lot of talk show hosts and authors don't do that. They just sell them. But having an autographed copy is just...
Well, it makes it personal, and it makes it something that they'll cherish. And I know that the autographed books I've got from different authors, I cherish them, like from G. Gordon Liddy, for example. I will always cherish the books that he signed for me. And so I do like to do that for other people also.
That's very kind of you. Very kind of you. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun at the expo. There are so many seminars. There's a man who's going to be talking about high-yield gardening. I have his business card in my hand as we're talking. There's a plant that is 16 feet tall in his garden. It's a bean plant. But he says that he's got some of his... students who have raised tomatoes. He has one student that took one tomato seed and raised a tomato plant, one plant that produced about 274 pounds of tomatoes.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, my wife specifically wants to come to the expo just for that one seminar that you just described.
Well, his name is Len Pence, and if you go to our website, which is getpreparedexpo.com, you can see all of the exhibitors, and you can read all about these stuff.
Spell Len's last name?
Pence, P-E-N-S-E.
Okay.
He has a really neat website.
Hold on, we got a break here. I think. We do. Hold on, we'll be right back. You got calls calling at 800-313-9443.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 11th day of April. Okay, Vincent, refresh our memories here. How can people get the free tickets, please?
Well, they can call Mark Wright, my business partner in this endeavor. He's at 417-200-4715, 417-200-4715.
Okay.
Or they can email, or they can go to our website, www.getpreparedexpo.com.
Get prepared expo.com, and there's links there to send emails.
Yes.
Outstanding. We got a call here. Lars in North Dakota. Good morning, Lars.
Yeah, I was hearing you guys were talking about G. Gordon Liddy, you know?
Right.
Are you familiar with Wayne Madsen?
I've heard the name. Refresh my memory. Who is Wayne?
Well, he's kind of a famous journalist. And he has a show on RBN on Sundays, I think it's like from about 6 to 8.
Okay.
And he was on last night. I was listening to him for 2 hours, and he was telling all these stories about, he was claiming that G. Gordon Liddy plotted to murder the journalist Jack Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it before, yeah.
And he was saying that G. Gordon Liddy still basically brags about it, that he plotted, that he was trying to kill Jack Anderson, and I'm thinking, that sounds kind of strange. I mean, if in plotting to murder someone and then and it, admitting it, according to Wayne Madsen, that G. Gordon Liddy openly talks about how he and other people in, I think it was the Nixon administration, were trying to figure out ways to assassinate Jack Anderson and how they right. used to drive right. to his... Right. Does that sound credible to you, or...?
Okay. I'll answer that particular question off there, and thank you for your call, Lars. Well, I've heard these stories. I've met G. Gordon. I've talked to him. I've heard his speeches. I've heard him talk about Jack Anderson. Jack Anderson was a perceived enemy of the Nixon administration. If G. Gordon Liddy sincerely, really wanted to murder or assassinate Jack Anderson, it wouldn't have been a joke, and Jack Anderson would have met his end. So it was something done, I believe, in a joking manner, because I know G. Gordon, I know what his capabilities are, and there was no sincere effort on the part of G. Gordon Liddy to murder anyone, or that would have happened, and that wouldn't have been a joke. Let's get back to the topic at hand here. Vincent, there's going to be two special tickets given away also.
Yes.
Please describe them.
Yes, John, they're for VIP reception. That's where you will be, and Guy Penrod for our concert. He's doing the, from the Gaithers, doing a concert in the evening on Saturday. John Statmiller, our good friend John Statmiller of Republic Broadcasting, will be there. Bill Federer will be there. Beth Schoenberg from the Derry Brownfield Common Sense Coalition will be there. Exhibitors will be there. Some other famous people will be there. Our candidate for President of the United States will be there. And it ought to be a blast coming to that. And there's a
there
ticket
will
required
there
for
will.
That.
It'll be a real event where you have people in one room at one time that rarely happens. Speaking of Mr. Statmiller, when will you start getting on his show, the Intelligence Report, in the afternoons?
Probably in the next few days.
Okay.
John and I have been talking about that, and he's going to have some really neat information at at the banquet meal that you guys are doing. You're going to be doing the climate
change. John's connected to a lot of folks. He has his own, you know, when he says the Intelligence Report, he has quite a network of people that feed him information.
Yes.
Anybody in radio does, and John's uniquely positioned to get a lot of good information from very credible sources.
And he's going to be sharing some of his thoughts with all of us at the banquet dinner that you'll be at on Saturday at the Expo. Now, there's a ticket, there's an extra ticket for that, and you can buy that on the website. But I'd like to give away today two tickets for the VIP reception. So if someone would like to go with a spouse or a close friend, that'd be great. All they have to do is send us a request for the free tickets, and I'll just pick one out of all that we get and send two tickets to the VIP reception. And that's almost an $80 value right there. It's $38.80 for that VIP reception event. By the way, John, I got an email. I was just checking emails while we're on break. And you have the most polite people that listen to your show.
Oh, they are. Absolutely.
The first name is of this email is Terry. He said, please. He's in his email. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
I love it.
Hold that thought. We got it, Bob, in the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everyone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 11th of April. Freezer Eye Guy does not yet have an April special. He does have, however, he took delivery about 11 days ago of 200 cases of freeze-dried granola mix. It's got the dehydrated milk already in there. All you need is some nice, clean, pure water. Mix it up, stir it up a little bit, and you got yourself a tasty breakfast or a tasty mid-afternoon snack. He's got lots of other things in inventory. You need to go to his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, theLibertyMan.com. His toll-free number out there on the left coast now, it's only 6:30 in the morning out there. Give him about 3 hours or so, 2.5, 3 hours before you call. 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Link from my website, thelibertyman.com. And that's where you can find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Vince, we got a caller here, Steve in New Jersey. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, you guys were talking about that you were going to have a guy that's running for president of the United States at your...
We didn't say if it's a man or a woman, but go ahead, sir.
I was just wondering because, okay... There's a guy that Deanna Spinola has had on her show several times, and a couple of weeks ago he announced that he's running for president of the United States, and this guy is a total idiot. His name is Clint Richardson. I hope that's not the guy.
Well, I assure you it's not, Steve, but let me address that a little bit, and thank you for your call. Once you get to the congressional level and higher, there's what we call vanity candidates. I ran for U.S. Congress in the 96th cycle in the 3rd District. We had 9 candidates, and 6 of them were vanity candidates. These races attract pure nutcases who have no money, have no common sense. They have what they think is a legitimate issue they want to bring to the public's attention. And that's what we call them, politely, we call them vanity candidates. And I assure you, sir, that is not who's going to be at our event. Anyway, Vincent, getting back to our topic at hand here, how many different presenters now? Is it 40, you say?
I think it's close to 42 right now. You know, one of them is kind of a real fun one. It's titled Old Cars, Should I Keep Mine as an Investment? And, you know, a lot of us baby boomers have had muscle cars in our lives. And,
oh, yeah.
And we tinker with them. I've got a few in my garage. I've got 2 AMXs, and I love them. I mean, they're just the neatest thing. So is my AMX the $3,000 one, or is it the $100,000 one? Well, the person that's going to be doing the seminar on old cars is owns a museum, an automobile museum, and this is his passion. This is his life. This is what
he
does.
Right.
He's going to talk about it, and he's going to tell couples, the husbands and the wives, the truth about old cars as an investment. He's going to tell them which ones they should consider and which ones are money pits. So I'd like to go to that one too, but I don't know if I can do it.
Right.
We've got
another
one.
Well, you're going to be busy. I don't know if you'll be able to do very much other than be the quarterback of this whole operation.
We got a call from last week from a man who has thousands of radiation survey meters. I have 4 of them myself, and I bought them many, many years ago. And those are the Civil Defense radiation survey meters.
Right.
He's going to be doing a seminar on radiation, what it is, how to detect it, what you need to worry about, and what you need to do about it.
You know, I found out recently, Vincent, that the company that made those, they made 2 different styles. One is extremely more sensitive than the other, and I didn't know that until talking to a technician friend of mine. So that'll be a great seminar, and boy, that's one I would like to get. You know, they'd be there or have somebody there on my behalf taking notes.
Yeah, see, you have the same problem I have. I mean, I can't wait to go to that one too. And this gentleman was telling me the difference in manufacturers. I think I have 3 different manufacturers of survey meters,
okay.
And they all look very similar from 20 feet away. They're all the same,
right.
But actually, they're different. And he's going to talk about the difference. He's going to be talking about calibrating them. He's going to be talking about what they can measure and what they can't measure. And then there are other civil defense equipment like dosimeters and then the reset machine to reset the dosimeter, which is called a charger.
Yeah.
So he's going to have samples that we can see.
Yeah, I've got all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, the price of those things, I paid $15 years ago for each of mine. They are now $60. And eBay just keeps driving the price higher and higher.
Well, let me give you a heads up on what's going on behind the scenes. The 2 main entities that excuse me own this stuff were the federal government, FEMA, and the state SEMA, state emergency management people. During the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton ordered the ones all owned by the government crushed, which was probably 2/3 of all the ones in the country. The remaining one half or 1/3 is what's coming out in the surplus market now that we're owned by these state agencies.
Yeah, now, for what reason would our government crush and destroy perfectly good equipment that we paid for? What is the reason for doing that?
Well, there's only one reason, which is obvious to me. They don't want civilians to have the capability to monitor radiation. The government's paradigm when it comes to dealing with surplus material is to put it up for auction. And there's a very well-known, very sophisticated, long-established system for auctioning off everything from tables and chairs to trucks and cars and airplanes to the civilian market.
And I bought years ago when I lived on the East Coast. I bought from my farm a four-cylinder Onan diesel generator that was used during just after the Vietnam War. It was 10 kVA four-cylinder diesel, and it would power a camp. It was really, really neat. And I was told by the surplus dealer that there aren't a lot of them around because they were thrown overboard on the way home from Vietnam.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Some of what goes on with a surplus, something I'm pretty familiar with is firearms, for example. The American firearms industry was very much against importing military firearms from Europe, thinking that would diminish and hurt the domestic market. And so there can be behind the scenes pressure and lobbying in different areas that might kind of surprise you, depending on what it is.
Yeah, and well, how does that explain the ammo can? The government was going to crush all the ammo cans. If you look at an ammo can, I'm talking about a 30 caliber ammunition can that's been around probably before World War II, the same style, the same color, the same everything.
Right.
Why would they get rid of them? They're still using them today.
Exactly. Well, the civilian competition is almost non-existent. You got Pelican, for example, which is the best known outfit making tough, watertight containers. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of anything. Once again, I believe they want to cut us off from the basic implements that we would need to have a successful long-term survival situation.
Well, those ammo cans are just wonderful. If you clean them out and wash them out and rinse them and dry them thoroughly, you can put precious metals in them. You can put nuts and bolts and screws in them. You can even put ammo in them.
Well, you know, the ones I get, Vincent, most of them are just as pristine on the inside as they were in 1945, the majority of them.
Yeah. I think they're awesome. JR, we were talking about some of these seminars. I'm going to be doing a seminar on survival economics. And the reason I'm talking about this, at the Patriot Field of Dreams, I was having dinner under the tent, and there were several people all around me. And they were asking about money and investments, and I don't know why. I guess for some reason they thought I might know something about that. Well, we talked about it, and what I learned over the years is people really do not understand what money is. They refer to George Washington's on a piece of paper and Abraham Lincoln's.
I know.
Money. It's not. And they don't understand inflation. And if they don't understand inflation, and inflation is not natural, it's induced. It's a confiscation of wealth. It's what causes prices to increase. And in business school, and I've studied business for 6 years formally, I was taught, inflation is just, it's normal. It's not normal. I have some family members who have told me, who've studied business, and tell me that inflation is it's a cycle, and it happens, and it's a confiscation of wealth. So,
Vincent, I recall back in the 70s, multiple mainstream TV, newspaper, magazine articles blaming inflation on American housewives spending too much money.
Nonsense.
I know, it is absolutely nonsense. It's absurd.
And so what I'm going to talk about in my seminar is how people can, if they know that inflation is here, and if they know it's getting worse by the second, they can protect themselves from it. Let me give you an example. Last night, I was just pecking on the keyboard. Silver, 1 ounce of silver hit $42 last night around midnight. That's a world record, $42.
It's finally exceeded what we went through in the late 70s, early 80s?
Well, it on paper it hit $50 back then. However, no one really physically transacted at those prices. It was a paper price. But right now, if you want to buy silver, I'll bet you can't buy it for less than $43, $44, $45 an ounce physically. Now, on Friday, one business day prior to last night, the the price of silver was a dollar less. It went from 40.93 to $42. I mean, over the weekend.
All right. Well, that's huge.
That's huge. And here's what your audience can think about. If they would just look at the price of silver, and they can just do a search on any of the search engines, spot price of silver. When they see a spike in silver, they can take it to the bank that oil is going to go up immediately at the pump. And so is every other commodity, everything.
Right.
So just watch the price of silver. As goes silver, goes everything else. And that's what we're going to teach in that seminar. And that ought to be fun because I'm not going to rehearse it. I'm just going to do it off. I'm going to ad-lib that one.
Okay. Outstanding. Well, we got open lines here, ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes to take calls at 800-313-9443. Now, this event is taking place in downtown Springfield, Missouri, at a modern, fairly new convention center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is magnificent. It's beautiful in every respect. This is not a gun show. This is not Spartan. This is a first-class, top-shelf event that the exhibitors will look great, and our guests will look great. Actually, as a matter of fact, we even have a dress code. It's downtown Springfield, May 14th and 15th. It's the Downtown Expo Center. And if you go to our website, you'll see there's a frequently asked questions section. And one of the things it talks about is there's a dress code. For example, we would like people to look nice. And the reason for that is they're going to meet celebrities. The celebrities are going to be walking around. There's going to be a candidate for president there. So we don't want T-shirts that have images of, you know, scantily clad people and suggestive innuendo on them. And, you know, we want their shirts tucked in. We want people looking nice. And, for example, I was at a show many, many years ago, and there was everybody looked like you looked at the event this weekend, and I looked. Everybody looked like us. And one guy came in, he looked like he just left his motorcycle running outside, and he, you know, really looked rough. I mean, really, really rough.
A one percenter.
And so the media was there, the TV cameras. They were doing a TV special on us wackos.
I know what's coming.
And so they zoomed right in on this guy, and they were interviewing him. And my wife was there, and my wife's there. And she looks just like everybody else that works hard, very pretty, but very didn't match this guy's image at all. She looked like everybody else.
Right.
And she said, go talk to that guy. So I went over and I talked to the producer, and I said, you know, you picked the one guy that's different from all the rest of us. And he said, how about I interview you? And I said, that'd be fine. I just would like three things. One, I would like a copy of the interview, the final cut. I'd like your business card, and I'd like a copy of all the footage that you shoot of me to make sure that he didn't put words in my mouth at the cutting room floor.
Right.
They wouldn't do it.
Yep. Well, there's a skill that I've learned, and I help teach people, that whenever they ask you a question, these media people, you give them whatever answer you think you need to. They will give you leading questions, and you answer in such a manner that no matter how it's edited, they can't make you look like an idiot.
Right.
Which, that's an acquired skill, Vincent. And it's also important that you have designated people to talk to the media, and nobody else does. Because what you described is, that's the paradigm of television, of mainstream TV. The guy that looks like a one percenter, Hell's Angels type guy, that's the one they'll pick out on and focus on. Everybody else could be dressed very nicely and very pleasant and well-mannered. They'll pick out the guy who looks like the one percenter to interview, and that's very predictable.
That was exactly the case. You know, I was looking at my utility bills several years ago, and I thought, you know, $300 a month, $250 a month for electricity, I don't think it's going to stay there. I think it's just going to keep going up.
Right.
And of course it has. I've had two rate increases. When I built this house, this may sound absurd, but my target was an electric utility bill of $60 a month. And I thought that was reasonable.
Right.
Well, I didn't hit that. I was at $250 to $300 a month. And at $250, that's $3,000 a year.
Right.
So what I did was I bought a wood stove, an outdoor wood furnace. And right. I hooked it up to my house. And I live on a farm, as you and some of your listeners know.
Right.
Well, I burn wood that's fallen down in the woods. my electric bill now is $84.
All right, way to go, Vince.
Now I didn't hit the 60, but that's because there's two rate increases. So I probably would have gotten very close. So we're going to have a seminar on that, how to heat your house with wood. Now it's not for everybody, you know. If you have to buy your wood, it still works, but it doesn't work
right.
as well.
Right.
So
that's a
kind of a neat seminar.
It is.
Swiss America will be there. Well,
we got another break.
Another break.
Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Monday the 11th. Now, Vincent, the major airlines do have connecting flights to Springfield, Missouri. Is that accurate?
And, you know, I should probably put something on the website relating to that.
Let's stop a moment. At the Springfield Airport, there's shuttle buses to take people to the hotels.
That's correct.
Okay. So a person doesn't need to rent a car. You can book a flight from anywhere in the United States, fly into Springfield, Missouri, get the shuttle bus to your hotel within walking distance of the convention center, expo center, and walk back and forth from your room to the expo center, not having to rent a car. This is the tradition. This is the paradigm of the modern American convention, is to make it as easy as possible for people to get where they're going and spend the least amount of money and have the least amount of aggravation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And within 2 hours, I will have on the website a link to the hotels. We have negotiated with them to get about a 30% discount on rooms within walking distance. For some reason, JR, the hotels are really booked in Springfield on
there's some kind of athletic event, I believe, is my recollection.
Yeah, that's correct. There is. We're talking about wealth confiscation. There's going to be a great seminar by Swiss America. They're a large precious metals dealer. They're going to, along with RBN, they're sponsoring this event, they're going to be talking about inflation and how to protect yourself from it. And we have a really neat another sponsor, Missouri Storm Shelters. They're one of the largest in the country, if not the largest storm shelter in the country.
I want to meet these people. Yeah, I do want to meet these people. Yeah.
Did you have a tornado run through your farm last night?
No tornado.
Okay,
we had some gentle rain.
Yeah, we did here in southern Missouri, and I'll tell you what, it was pretty windy, and I have a storm shelter, so I feel pretty comfortable. But it's something that you can go and look at, climb in. And
almost every homestead had a dual-purpose storm shelter and food pantry, a below-ground food pantry to keep canned food.
That's correct. I have one on my farm that was built in the 30s, and that's exactly right. It is it's probably 8 feet wide, 12 feet long, and it has sloping doors, and you just open the doors, run down there, pull the doors down. Lock them in, and you're there for the duration of the storm. And you're absolutely correct. I've got one on my farm just like that. And so there are modern ones that are a little nicer.
And
we have several companies that are going to show you the technology. We've got fiberglass. We've got steel. We've got concrete. We've got above ground. We've got in ground. Even Airstream is bringing their their trailer, which you can run into, and for some reason, and I think it's the aerodynamics, Airstream trailers don't seem to get blown over as easily as the conventional.
Amazing.
Trailer.
Vincent, we are out of time, sir. Thank you. I'll be in touch privately.
Hey,
everybody,
thank you,
sir. Have a wonderful day out there. Buy lots of ammunition, and God bless America.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your